Got into Nebraska and saw my friend Doug was waiting for us. Doug told us tonight while we were at dinner that people from Omaha refer to their town as the Big O. I don't know if he was joking on me or not, but when I think of the Big O, I think everyone else thinks of something entirely different from Omaha. Eugene told us that he wanted human cloning so that they could make a clone of him one day, but with no brain. I didn't ask why. I only immediately said, "Oh, that's a little redundant." Doug burst into hysterics, and Eugene continued. He didn't want the other body so that he could have organ transplants as he got older, but so that he could take his brain out of his old, decrepit body when he was like 80 and place it in this young, brainless clone body so that he could live forever. Doug was frightened by the concept of creating a brainless human being. I thought Americans had been doing that for a while by merely procreating, but once again, I digress. We went into a bar. I played a game of Ms. Pac-Man, and Eugene watched a Bulls game in his usual obsessive fashion. He constantly yells at the screen. Did he think the basketball players could actually hear him? He talked about Jordan. He called Scottie Pippen, Scotty, porta potty. Driving west through Nebraska, I saw a sign on the side of the expressway that was for the original Pony Express stations. It was a small shack with a bunch of plaques around it. And then we saw a sign for the Sod House Museum, so we stopped by. It was closed, but we saw that it was just a big barn with a small plow in the front yard. I saw a sign for Buffalo Bill's ranch. Eugene told me that he hated Buffalo Bill. You know, because he slaughtered all the buffalo. Did I mention that we're vegetarians? Can you just imagine seeing tons of buffalo running along here? Barum, 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 he would say. That's apparently the sound that he would make while it was charging. Tens of thousands of them. That would be so cool. Also really safe for us humans, I thought. Big animals thundering toward us or through us. I saw llamas. I saw a llama there. Honestly, on the road, I saw an animal walking along the side of this expressway. It was a llama. Well, anyway, the further west we go, the more country stations appear on the dial, and it's getting warmer the farther west we drive as well as we go on this trip.